This is World Radio KHOE, broadcasting from the campus of Maharshi University of Management, and this is the program What's New on Campus. And today we welcome three luminaries of the world of literature. Dr. Ninka Passi, well-known professor of literature, currently teaching creative writing in both the Communications and Media Department and the Literature Department. And we have our annual visitor, Dr. Rhoda Orme Johnson. She was former faculty and literature department chair, whose recent works include The Flow of Consciousness, Maharshi Talks About Literature and Language, along with Dr. Susan Anderson. I believe you wrote that with. Okay, and we also have Anna Maria Cornell, class of 1995, literature grad, and she's the executive director of alumni relations. So, all three of our guests have extensive academic and hands-on writing background. Welcome, Rhoda, Ninka, and Anna Maria.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, a big event is coming up celebrating the MIU-MUM Literature Department, a reunion of professors, students, and teachers. And I think, Anna Maria, that this reunion is being sponsored by the Alumni Department. Is that true?
Yes, it is, Stan. And thank you so much for being here and for hosting us on KHOE. Really appreciate it. It's great to be with Rhoda and Ninka anytime. Yes, this is sponsored by the Alumni Association. However, it wouldn't be possible if faculty didn't come together first and had the idea of having a great literature reunion. And so I'm really grateful that Rhoda and Susan, Dr. Susan Anderson, formerly known as Dr. Susan Setzer, actually showed up in my office with this project. So I would like to pass it on to Dr. Rhoda Orme Johnson and just have her say a few words about the genesis. And first of all, for everybody to know, the reunion will be held from August 30th through September 2nd. That's Labor Day weekend, and we hope that you can all join us.
Well, the literature major was one of the most popular and one of the biggest majors for years. We also had a French minor, a Spanish minor, a theater minor. We had a master's in literature as well as the BA. We had a professional writing master's and a big creative writing program. And we had all these programs going on. And I think we had the most students in anything in the university. So the idea was, and I have to say, it was Susan's idea, to invite everybody back to enjoy all of the developments in Fairfield, all the new buildings and the new programs and the wonderful, sweet air of Fairfield, to come back and see their old, and I have to emphasize old, teachers. But Sylvine will be coming. I'll be here, of course. The new teachers, Ninka and Jim and Terry, who are teaching now. And we've invited, for example, Margaret Butler, who was here at the beginning. And I think she'll come. She lives in Des Moines. She hasn't committed, but I think she'll come. And we've heard from many students who are coming. So the idea is just to have a lot of fun together.
Yes, a few other people who have committed to coming are Tim Truby, former theater professor, Lenore Jones, and Bill Burno, also formerly from the theater department. And possibly former guest faculty Mark Sprague. He's thinking about it. There's a lot of people kind of with interest. Diane Frank is definitely coming. She's a yes. So we're constantly kind of hearing from new people who are saying, yes, we want to come.
Oh, yes. Alan and Harbor Hodder both did spots as guest teachers, bought a house here in Fairfield, and they'll be here Labor Day weekend too. And we've heard from many of the students that are coming as well. And, you know, to see old friends, to gather with old friends and to gather with us, I think it'll be very, very interesting and a lot of fun for all.
Ninka has been spearheading a massive project on our Literature Reunion Facebook page, collecting brief bios from so many of our students and catching up with former faculty and having them post little highlights of what they are doing now. So we invite you to visit the page, and especially if you haven't been aware of the reunion until now, just drop us a little note and send us a little bio if you are a Lit grad that we could share there, and maybe a picture so people can see you. I'd just like to thank Ninka for doing so much work there, and just tell us a little bit about how that's going and anything you'd like to share.
Yeah, the page is Literature Reunion Facebook page. So just on Facebook, go to Literature Reunion. It started with Susan contacting me, oh, do you want to help with the Literature Reunion? And I was really excited because for me, the Literature Department has kind of been my home. I came here as a clueless 18-year-old girl sent abroad by my mother, having done TM since I was 11 years old. And I thought I was just going to be here for half a year learning some English. But instead, I took a literature class with Dr. Susan Setzer, Susan Anderson. And I completely fell in love with literature. It was called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And I became a literature student, and that propelled me on to graduate school in creative writing. And after years, that propelled me on to come back here to teach. And I've been teaching here now for 14 years, mainly in the literature department. And it has just been so rewarding for me to have that really family feeling of the department that I experienced as a young student, to experience that now as a teacher in the department with all the faculty as colleagues interacting, all the former faculty in touch with each other. Sylvain will recommend me textbooks all the time for my poetry classes, and we have discussions about things. And it feels so wonderful. It's like so much like a family feeling, all the former students always keeping us, you know, abreast of what's going on. So putting this reunion page together for the Facebook, on Facebook has just been wonderful, getting in touch with everybody, having everybody exclaim about each other's poetry, each other's publications, each other's accomplishments. It really feels like the family is coming back together in a virtual way, and hopefully now also on campus very soon.
Oh, and one of our events will be a poetry evening where the poets will read a few of their works. That'll be Ninka. I'll read a few of my poems, and anybody else who'd like to, it'll be kind of an open mic thing.
Yeah, former poetry faculty Rustin Larson and I will be coordinating the event, but there's of course many poets who will be involved, Diane Frank, and many former students and faculty who all want to participate. Sylvain Farnell is really in love with poetry and speaking poetry out loud, so I think it'll be a very wonderful community event.
Is there a schedule of events anywhere people can see?
We are still working on programming. Getting the details of the programming will be something we'll develop in the next, 30 days probably. And there will be posters appearing around campus, our first round of posters. People can jot down this page by the time that you hear this. Maybe everything will be in place. So alumni.mum.edu/literature will have the schedule and how you register and what the fees are, and we're making it very reasonable, $25 registration fee, option to buy a meal pass on campus, and some housing options that people will need to acquire as soon as possible because they will be limited. But we do have discounts for alumni to return to campus, which is really, really great. And we appreciate Dr. David Stride for arranging that with our housing department. But we do have some events that are already scheduled. We know that we will have a special banquet on a Saturday evening. There will be a registration reception on Friday evening as people come in. We know that on Saturday afternoon we will have seminars with our beloved faculty, including Dr. Rhoda Orm-Johnson's Flow of Consciousness. And we're still talking with faculty and seeing what they would like to present at that time. We want to offer as much as possible. We will have a campus tour for people who haven't been here for a long, long time to see all the new and fun stuff. And Ninka has some details about some other possible things.
Anna Maria is scheduling a banquet or some kind of joint meal that we'll be taking where we can all celebrate together the accomplishments of the department. And we'll have some informal socials as well so that small subgroups can get together, maybe the miners or the theater people or, you know, whatever people show up, we can kind of form subgroups and in cozy settings have teas among ourselves so everyone can catch up and talk with each other. We want to create lots of time for socializing like that.
We would like to maybe set aside the festival hall there in our Giro for meals, and those who come and are going to, you know, buy their lunch on campus or would like to eat on campus or just drop in, where we can sit around with no agenda, no schedule, just, oh my God, it's you. And and have a good time. I just had lunch with two of my roommates from Vassar who we celebrated our 50th reunion last May, and they didn't happen to come, and I just met them in New York, and we sat down and we talked nonstop for 3 hours. So I know that these things can be a lot of fun.
And is there what is it, the registration procedure?
We're planning on registering people sometime on Friday afternoon and early evening. But there will be an online registration page where you can register ahead of time and basically just come in and pick up.
And how did they get to the page?
alumni.mum.edu/literature.
And again, that's Labor Day weekend, August
30th. August 30th through September 2nd.
And we're going to make it real easy for everybody to get a badge and to register. We'll have Capital people at the registration. So, of course, you'll want to, you know, do this online ahead of time. So it's like all set up, but we'll make it easier for you to get your badge stickered or get a new badge or whatever you need, because being in the dome the way it is now is one of the great things about being here, and you won't want to miss that.
Yes, definitely send in your application for Invincible America Assembly ahead of time so that when you come to register, you will be ready to go and they can process you quickly.
And how do they do that? How do they get a hold of you?
The Invincible America Assembly is online. You can search for that. I don't have that.
I think it's just invincibleamerica.org. Look for it. And then there's a place to just register for the assembly, and you put your name and, you know, when you were last on a course and what you are and so forth. And they get right back to you. They're very quick.
Well, this sounds like a great event. And, you know, we have some very charming draws here. Like the swimming pool, I guess it'll still be summer when this happens. And the dining at Annapurna is just amazing. The Algiro, the organic food there is just outstanding. So everybody should really enjoy that.
Yes, and you may not know it, but remember the reservoir? Well, now it's a lake, and you can go swim there. And it's fabulous. It's got its own little beach, and it's right there just off campus. And I just want to second about the food. It's really tasty, and it's all organic and GMO-free, so the meals will be good. And, of course, there's the usual Fairfield restaurants, quite a few of them, so eating will be fun, too.
And there's a lot of new coffee and tea places in town, many of them spearheaded by former students. There's a really cute tea house by former creative writing student Corey Morrow. There's Paradiso and Revelations, where you can have wonderful coffee, sit with your friends and chat. Plus, Fairfield these days has a loop trail linking all the parks, so you can go for a long stroll with your buddies and catch up that way as well.
You can circumambulate the campus. There's a whole trail all around the campus that you can bike or walk. And it's beautiful. It goes through beautiful country, and you can access it from various points in town and on campus. So there's been a lot of development. And another thing, something we're missing, the train horns have been stopped.
That is big news.
That's big news. Yes, the mayor and the city council and all, they armored the various streets where the train would pass. And when you do that, then the trains don't have to blow their horns. So it's much quieter around here and very nice.
Now, if there's some reunion people in town here who might have some accommodations, they can offer that. Is that right?
Yes, that would be really wonderful. We'd love to have people to have opportunities to stay with friends in town. So if you have that possibility, do contact me in the alumni office. Anna Maria Cornell is my name, And my number is 641-472-1190, or if you're on campus, extension 1190, or my email is amcornell@mum.edu.
That was limited. It will be school starting, parents maybe bringing students, you know, you don't want to, it's good to plan ahead. If you already have friends in town, fine, figure out to stay with them. And as Anna Maria said, if you've got a guest room or a fold-out sofa or something, and you can offer us some space, that would really be great.
So we would like to invite everybody to join us, and specifically if you have any ideas for what you would like to see or participate in, do contact the alumni office. And
also, we'd like you to feel free to bring a friend or a family member. They can come along, register for all the events. The registration fee includes the banquet Saturday night. So that meal is taken care of, and the master classes and major events. So you may just, your friend may want to wander around, but they may come to everything. So it's easy. We invite everyone. You could be a literature minor. You could just be someone who took a literature course and would like to see the faculty again. So we're not restricting it to majors or minors or whatever.
Friends just of the literature department.
Friends of the literature department, right. All are welcome.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Anna Maria and Ninka and Rhoda. It's so nice to see you here. All friendly faces that haven't been here for a while. It's so welcome. And I think this reunion is going to make that a big possibility for many people. It'll be so joyful here to have the people who have the same interests all put together, especially who have had Marishi's input in their field of endeavor, and it makes it a big difference, doesn't it, Rhoda? You know, when you do something and have it done with Marishi consciousness behind it, and this reunion is going to be the same way.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We have this thing in common. We all have the same background of TM and evolution and consciousness. We shared those wonderful years together when we were learning and growing, and it creates such a background and such a wonderful feeling of togetherness. And so coming and being together again will stir that all and re-enliven it. And I think everyone will be delighted with their experiences here in and out of the dome, and really pleased to see how Fairfield has grown and become sweeter and softer over the years. So for those who live in town, you are welcome to join us. Please let your friends know who are out of town and may not know about it. Direct them to the Facebook page, Facebook/Literature Reunion, or to Anna Maria in the alumni office, or whatever. You can contact me or Ninka as you see us about, and help us make this a really fun event.
Very good. And our contact information will come from Anna Maria. I think she's kind of principal in this. And how did he get a hold of you again, Anna Maria?
My number in the office is 641-472-1190. My email is amcornell@mum.edu. And I really look forward to hearing from everybody who would like to get involved.
And there also will be posters appearing around town where you can get contact information. Feel free to ask us questions or send us suggestions via the Facebook page. We're reading those comments all the time. And if you're sending us something you want posted there, we will post it for you. We really hope to see all of you back here, as many people as possible, so we can rejoin with our family of literature graduates, literature faculty, and everybody who loves the literature department.
Well said, and with that, KHOE 90.5 FM, thanks our listening audience, and we hope to see you there. Jay Gurudev.
Good, so now it's about half an hour.